After getting a dozen applications, the Haines School Board voted Monday to extend their search for a permanent superintendent. The school board made an effort to find a superintendent who could start in February. That's because they had to get special permission from the State Department of Retirement and Benefits to hire interim superintendent Rich Carlson. Carlson is only allowed to work as a superintendent on a temporary basis because of the retirement benefits that he's receiving. Carlson took over for former Superintendent Ginger Jewell, who left 1 year into her 3-year contract. There were a dozen applicants for the job by the initial deadline. 4 of those have Alaska superintendent experience, which the board prefers. Of those 4, 2 met the criteria the board laid out in the job description.
With only 2 that met all of their qualifications, we felt that wasn't a deep enough pool.
Timmy Tullis with the Alaska Association of School Boards is conducting the search. She said there are some strong candidates, but the ones who met the qualifications are currently under contract, so they wouldn't be able to start until July 1st. Tullis recommended the board extend the application deadline.
We feel that it was a smaller pool because of the start date being earlier, and we, by extending it and having the start date now be on the kind of the normal school cycle, we feel that they will have a much deeper pool.
School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri agreed.
Most of the, if not all of the applicants who meet our criteria are not available until after July 1. So it really doesn't bias anything to close the application period right now and make a decision.
Tullis said the board should get more candidates if they extend the deadline. She said, in her experience, superintendents tend to make the decision about whether to look for a new job over the winter holiday. The school board voted unanimously to extend the application deadline to January 29th. The final decision on who to hire is up to the school board, but they plan to get input from other stakeholders. Representatives from the teachers, classified staff, administrative staff, and parents will review applications. The finalists for the job would be invited to visit the district, and there would be an opportunity for community members to meet them. The next board meeting is December 8th. Palmieri says she hopes to hear from the Department of Retirement and Benefits about extending Carlson's contract by then. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.